not just a game of two halves, we had a half of two halves, and then the game of two halves.
Yeah. Well done, Gaffer, well done!
First half an hour seemed to be to come out really.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was getting back to, you know, we've experienced that in the past where I was questioning the players in respect of everything that we do, is done by hard work, and I don't think we did that in the first half. I think we just expected that we'd win the game, and very quickly we saw, you know, whatever level, whoever you're playing against, if you don't put a work rate in, you're going to come unstuck, and that was it in the first half. And you know, it took the two goals to give us a bit of a shock. Really, we were okay in possession, but once we lost it, you know, our appetite for getting it back wasn't the FC United that we've seen over the past God knows how many months. So that was kind of pointed out at half time. And second half, you know, can't fault them. Work rate was there, everything was there for them.
Yeah, I think getting those two back before half time, I think the second one, the Birch's goal, which we'll probably never really lost of, let's be honest.
Know,
after his run last week.
Yep.
Just right before half time. I mean, it's become a bit of a cliche that about, you know, kills teams off, but it seemed like it because McMurrin came out the same as we came in the first half. We didn't let him play, to be fair.
Yeah, but I think
Lixed him with, you know, three or four goals.
I think that was it. That was the key to it, was we didn't let them play in the first half. We did.
Yeah.
Second half, you know, with the way that they'd set up with the kind of tight packed midfield, the space was always going to be down the wings, and we didn't utilise that enough. But second half, I thought we did that. Just badly did everything that we asked of him at half time.
Is that the big problem, or the big issue for, problem, I suppose, it's a problem for you on a run like this, is making sure that work rate keeps up in games like
this? It's not a problem.
But
it's something that I will not stop banging on about, because that underpins everything that we do.
Because we've seen, you know, they can get up for it in the cup games against Charlie and Harrogate and Fylde last week, and Barwell, and hopefully the same against Ashton.
It's too important to them as a group of players, because they're too good to be letting themselves down by poor results. If somebody comes and beats us, then fair play. You know, what we can't do is let ourselves beat ourselves.
Does it get to that stage now this season where you start casting an eye around everywhere else and look at other results, or you just keep focused
completely? All we can do is keep winning. You know, and the facts are, if we win every game, we win the league.
Absolutely.
And that's where the focus is.
And Tuesday, obviously, Ashton, we know how tough that's going to be. But
yeah.
Did a good professional job there a few weeks ago.
That'd be tough for them as well.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. No, absolutely, yeah.
You know, that's when we look at our strengths and see how we can affect the game in a positive way, and
absolutely,
then let them worry about us.
Yeah, brilliant.
Cheers, Steve. Cheers. Top man.